From the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's Radio Live! Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio located in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We have a great lineup tonight, a great show, great artists, and of course, a beautiful audience. This audience gets more beautiful every month. It's unbelievable. If only those of you listening at home could see this audience right now, you just wouldn't believe it. They are truly unbelievable. As I said, we have a great show. A lot of good music ahead in the coming hour or so. We're going to start out with a gentleman who has been on Radio Live a few times before. In fact, he reminded me this today when I picked him up at the airport that he was on the farewell radio show that we had, if you recall, a couple years ago when we thought we were going away forever, but now we're back. So we're glad he's back here for a happy reason. Minnesota native Tom Feldman taught himself to play guitar at the age of 17 after hearing the country blues of John Lee Hooker, and soon developed the rare talent of being able to accurately transcribe the amazing playing of legendary bluesmen Charlie Patton, Son House, Robert Johnson, Fred McDowell, Blind Willie Johnson, Mississippi John Hurt, and many others. Tom released his first album in 1999 at the age of 21 and began touring throughout North America, performing over 150 shows a year. He's since released 13 critically acclaimed albums, receiving rave reviews from Blues Review magazine, Living Blues magazine, Dirty Linen, Blues in Britain, and many other top publications. His music has received airplay around the globe and has been on the top of the charts in the Euro-Americana charts in the United Kingdom many, many times. Tom is also an internationally recognized instructor with a sizable catalog of DVDs produced by Stefan Grossman's Guitar Workshop and distributed worldwide by Mel Bay. He's opened for shows for David Bromberg and David Lindley, performed alongside artists like Corey Harris, Phil Wiggins, and Roy Bookbinder. He's been featured in Vintage Guitar Magazine, Blues Review Magazine, and Living Blues Magazine. His album Lone Wolf Blues was nominated for an Independent Music Award. And Dirty Linen Magazine says of Tom, he is a master of the no excuses, no holes barred folk blues roots Americana music. Please join me in welcoming Tom Feldman.
A little song called Boogie Woogie Dance.
There's an instrumental called Boogie Woogie Dance, a song that was made popular by Tampa Red in the 1930s. It was really, really great to be back here. As Pat said, I was here for the farewell, and now I'm for the hello. Welcome back. All right.
Mississippi Blue.
Thank you. I haven't been singing as much lately. I've been doing a lot more guitar playing, which is great for me because I never really wanted to be a singer. I only started singing because nobody from my area in Minnesota wanted a guitar player who played 19 and 20, 30s blues and gospel music. So I was like, well, I guess I'll have to sing. You know, so this is a really, really great instrumental piece called Dark Was the Night. Thank you.
Nothing tonight. I'm going to play one more song here. This is called Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning.
Tom Feldman, and Tom will be back with us in the second half of the program. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee, on the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. And we love our sponsors, don't we? Of course we do. Because we wouldn't be sitting here right now if it wasn't for our sponsors. Buddy Monlock grew up in idyllic Park Forest, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. After college, he began playing open mics at Chicago's famed Earl of Old Town. At the ripe age of 21, he opened there for the amazing Steve Goodman on New Year's Eve and says he could have walked out of there that night, gotten hit by a bus, and wouldn't have felt like life cheated him at all. When he made his first trip to Texas, Guy Clark heard him singing one of his songs under a tree at the Kerrville Folk Festival and liked it. So Guy went back to Nashville, opened a few doors, and a publishing deal soon followed. In 1987, he was a new Folk Award winner at Kerrville and released his first album called On the Line. Over the next few years, David Wilcox recorded Buddy's song The Kid on his first record for A&M. Buddy did some writing with Garth Brooks, another one of the new kids in town at that time. And Janice Ian heard him sing at the famous Bluebird Cafe and asked him if he'd like to write some music with her. Their song Amsterdam got recorded by Joan Baez. Nancy Griffith asked Buddy to sing on a show she was taping for Irish television and ended up recording his Coming Down in the Rain on her Grammy Award-winning collection, Other Voices, Other Rooms. In 1996, Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded The Kid, and then asked The Kid himself to sing with them on their Great Performances PBS special. He won a Kerrville Music Award for a song for Song of the Year that same time. And since then, he's released a string of critically acclaimed solo recordings on his own label and EMI. In 2003, he toured North America and Europe with Art Garfunkel and Maya Sharp in support of their album, Everything Waits to be Noticed, which they wrote and recorded together as a trio. along with his concerts, but he teaches songwriting workshops as well, including the Swannanoa Gathering at Warren Wilson College in North Carolina and the Kerrville Folk Festival School. Please welcome Buddy Mondlock.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really glad to be back here. Yeah, it feels good down here at the beach, doesn't it? This is a song about another coast somewhere else. This is actually about the furthest east point in the United States. Wrote this with my friend Richard Berman, and we were thinking about that. It's where, for us, you know, where the sun comes up first anyway, and we were thinking, well, who would be there to watch the sun come up first, to make it a point of being the first ones to see the day start? So this is what we came up with. It's called Quaddy Point. It's dawn here at Quaddy Point from the lighthouse keeper's chair. I can see the rocks, two figures sitting there. Young lovers, that would be my guess. Perhaps they spent the night out here at Quaddy Point to be the first to see the light. The first sliver cracks the morning open, and there's all the promise of the day. Two long shadows form behind them, while two young lovers look the other way. I brought my Sarah to this place when both of us were young. She turned and kissed me on those rocks in the first rays of the sun. I had a picture from that morn. She's right there with my coat. I finally had to take it down. There comes a time you just let go. The first sliver cracks the morning open, and there's all the promise of the day. Two long shadows form behind them, while two young lovers look the other way. She left me here alone, but loneliness befriended me, and this remains my home. It's true the day begins right here, but just as true the night. So good luck to you, young lovers, so says the keeper of the light. The first sliver cracks the morning open, and there's all the promise of the day. Two long shadows form behind them, while two young lovers look the other way. I'm going to be brave here and pick up the banjo. I usually try and get you to like me more by the time I get the banjo out, but time is short here. This is a song I wrote with Garth Brooks way back when. Garth and I both got to Nashville about the same time and ended up writing a few songs together, early days. He never did record this particular one. But happily, he did record another song that he and I wrote called Every Now and Then. And as you can imagine, that was a pretty good year for a folk singer like me. I think I made almost as much as my dentist that year. It was pretty good. I actually had the probably unrepeatable experience of, well, I needed a new vehicle. And I just went down to the Honda dealership, and I picked out a minivan, and I didn't fill out a loan application. I just wrote a check. It was awesome. But to put it in perspective, I still have that van. It's got 359,000 miles on it now. Synthetic oil. That's my tip to you. Anyway, this is a song that Garth and I wrote about a guy who ends up in a neighborhood in Chicago that I used to live right adjacent to. It's a neighborhood called Uptown, where a lot of people from Appalachia ended up in the Depression. And this is called a Canary Song. While the mockingbird warbled near the mountain spring, down in the mine a canary sang. In a deep dark hole, men didn't belong home, but listened to their lives in a canary song. I remember mountain mornings so quiet I could almost hear the wind in the red tail's feathers and the breathing of the deer. Those old tracks seem to go forever. As a child I'd walk on tape, find diamonds in the cinders, begging chunks of coal away. As the morning faded, evening, and so too came my time, followed down in my daddy's footsteps, in the mountain for the mine. This one I wrote in Ireland. I was on this little island off the west coast. was on a songwriting retreat. We'd get paired up with a different guy every day. And this particular day, I was with Parrish Brown from Galway. And Parrish and I, we had no idea what we were going to write when we started out, but we just had this little rhythm going on. And we went out for a walk, and I got to tell you about this island. It was tiny. You could walk around it in half a day. And there's not a tree standing on the whole thing. They probably, if there was one, they'd just cut it down and made a boat out of it a long time ago. And so by the end of the retreat, like, everybody had written four songs about stone. It was just, you know, this rock thrust up out of the sea. And I admit we went there too a couple of times. So I had this little rhythm, and I said, "Well, Parrish, are you getting a grand vision for this song?" And he said, "I don't know, man. It just feels kind of primitive." So we went with that. So here it is. This is called "The Ugly One," and this is where the title of my my latest CD comes from. The CD is called "The Memory Wall," and it's a phrase in the song here. Thanks, you guys. I'll be back in a little bit. Thank you.
Buddy Monlock. Thank you, buddy. All right. This is Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. You can also listen to the program online at wuwf.org, and you can watch it on Cox Cable Channel 4 weeknights at 9 o'clock. So we hope you'll choose one of those times. We do it live here the first Thursday of each month, and then the subsequent weeks you can listen to some of the best of Radio Lives. All right. Ellis Paul is a native Mainer, currently anchored in Virginia, but spends most of his time on the road, delighting audiences with his musical stories. As a boy, he found his escape as a competitive runner, and his success won him a scholarship to Boston College. Yet, as he described it, his athletic endeavors, combined with his academic responsibilities, served to rob him of his creativity. It was only after he suffered a knee injury, some good things out of injuries, you know, forced him to take a year off, and he rebounded with a new form of expression made possible when his girlfriend's sister gave him a secondhand guitar, which turned out to, in fact, be a life-changing gift. After graduation, Ellis worked as a teacher and social worker with inner-city children by day while pursuing the possibilities offered by the Boston music scene at night, gaining prominence in local coffee houses and open mic nights and winning a Boston Underground songwriting competition and placement on a Windham Hill Records singer-songwriter compilation. His love of and commitment to Woody Guthrie's legacy led to his inclusion in a 10-day celebration of Woody's work held at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in September of 1996, an event which included such folks as Bruce Springsteen, Billy Bragg, the Indigo Girls, and Ani DiFranco. When Guthrie's hometown of Okemah, Oklahoma, hosted the first Woody Guthrie Folk Festival in 1998, Ellis was tapped as one of the headliners. He has since made this an annual pilgrimage, garnering the honor of being named an honorary citizen of Okemah in the process. The connection with Guthrie continued into the new millennium when Nora Guthrie invited him to put music to a set of her father's lyrics. He later participated in the Ribbon of Highway Tour, a communal salute featuring such luminaries as Arlo Guthrie, Marty Stewart, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Nancy Griffith, Guy Clark, and Janice Ian, among others. In addition to his 19 albums released on the Rounder and Black Wolf record labels, his music has appeared in dozens of distinguished compilations. His music is also included on the soundtracks of several blockbuster films, among them three by the Farrelly brothers, Hall Pass, Me, Myself, and Irene, and Shallow Hal. He's also released a pair of children's albums, earning him the honors from the Parents' Choice Foundation for both. In May of this year, he was awarded an honorary Doctorate of Humane Letters degree from the University of Maine, which also asked him to write the school's alma mater, as well as deliver its commencement address. A man of many hats. Please welcome Ellis Paul.
Hi. Wow. I wish that were me. That's a lot of information. This is a song that's based on a road trip I took a long time ago. It was the 1980s. I was 20 years old. It was in a Ford Pinto. Women love the Ford Pinto. Had 125,000 miles on it. It was a hand-me-down from my sister. I picked it up in Minneapolis, drove it down to Denver, up to Chicago, all the way down to St. Louis, then across to Washington, D.C., then up to Boston where I was going to school, and it was like my life was an open highway. Remember that first trip you took? No parents, just four lanes, no mortgage, no children. This is a recapping of that one road trip, and we all took it at some point. It's called Chasing Beauty. Let's shoot out the satellites. We're throwing wishes at the twilight and tie you a raging blaze and occasionally raising a bottle to the night. Said every dream that could cross our lips lies just beyond our fingertips. And I cut some, some I let slip right through my chasing beauty, beauty. like a train on fire, blazing in the moonlight. Are you alright? I'm alive and wide awake. The highway rises, turns and falls like an Oklahoma waterfall. Come jump in. The water was cool and your words held promises of love. Oh, we both lost track. Love was an open road and you can't look back when you're chasing beauty. The song is about a tattoo. It's really about the idea of a tattoo. It's called Rose Tattoo. And I'm telling you that because I've had people stop me after shows and show me that they've gotten a tattoo of a rose that they wanted to share with me because of this song. I just don't want that to happen again. It's really just a metaphor for love. It's not in any way a call to action. I have a tattoo on my right shoulder. It's of Woody Guthrie. And I would show it to you, but it looks more like Oprah now. Things happen to tattoos over time, and I just don't want to be involved in your personal choices. It's called Rose Tattoo. I got laid off, it's Monday. I'm calling to tell you, you don't sit with me well. I feel like I failed you. You say we got each other, that's plenty enough. And I know that's true. But we got one kid coming, one still in diapers, it's a rainy drive home. With one good wiper, leave the porch light on. I need a beacon just to pull me in. If I ever lost inside the house, the baby screaming, the pasta steaming, and I look through the windows, feels like I'm dreaming. You pull the door open, say, Daddy, when you're coming home. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too, just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a wolf's tattoo, like a wolf, like a wolf. And you say we'll fight for the best case scenario, and then you put Van Morrison on the stereo. What's your trouble in the alleys out back, but we've got love in these patterns, and love is what matters. Baby, I've got your back, got your if I ever lost you, I would be lost too, just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a wolf's tattoo, like a wolf's tattoo, like a wolf's tattoo. Well, I have a new CD out. It is called Chasing Beauty. I'm going to do another song from it. This song is a tribute to the late, great Johnny Cash, based on a night where he kicked out 56 stage lights at the Grand Ole Opry. I believe he was having narcotics issues at the time. And it's a crowd participation number. Are you ready for this? Yeah. Now, the trick to this is not to sing well, it's to sing loud. This is really, it's all about the volume. Let's see how you do. I'm going to teach you. It comes in two parts. I want you to picture yourself. You're at a World Cup soccer game, and you're German, and you're in the finals, and you're 25. You're wearing ridiculous clothing, and there's something in your bloodstream that should not be there. That's your motive. That is your motivation. All right? This is what I want you to do. Kick out the lights.
Try that on three. One, two, three.
Kick out the lights. Perfect. Now, just the women in between these. Kick out the lights. Whiskey, coffee, he was dancing with demons. Nothing could stop tonight, but it felt like a church. He said a little prayer right under the stage, taking two or three stairs. He could heckle John. thought he wouldn't care, cause tonight he's gonna kick out the lights, kick out the lights. Pretty girls take her fancy jet tour around the world. If you like, it's all right. Or you can play folks in prison to the robbers, the crooks, to 300 killers giving back dirty looks. If there's a prison ride, you're gonna get the hook. So tonight, you better kick out the lights, kick out the lights. Pickup truck, or how your girlfriend's cheating, it's alright if you like. Or you can sing a ring of fire and how God cut you down. But cocaine, freight train, sunny morning coming down. I shot a man in Reno to paint the town. Well, damn right, you'd be kicking out the lights, kick out the lights.
Thank you, Ellis Paul, and he will be back with us also in the second half of the program. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee, on the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. Y'all having a good time? That was some great audience participation there. You all are just, you continue to amaze me, I tell you right now. You live up to your reputation as the greatest audience of all time.